Good morning. I'm the crystal half. Should we start? We moved here in April. We live in Rogers, and we're moving from Oklahoma. I'm an Okie. This is my first time to live outside of Oklahoma. But I was raised in a Christian home in Collinsville, Oklahoma. We were very involved. My dad was always a deacon or missions committee or trustee or something. And my mom played the piano. And so growing up, we always went to all the vacation Bible schools and church camp and all of that. I made a profession of faith when I was about 5 years old. And sorry, I'm kind of nervous. And so my sister is 17 months older than me, and we actually made a profession of faith at the same time. And we did it at home with Dad. Well, then when my sister was in middle school, she reassured her salvation. And so at that point, I was like, well, if Raylan's not saved, am I saved? Because we got saved at the same time. And so that wasn't her point of reassuring her salvation, but it did cause me to rethink, and was I truly saved as well? So then I made another profession of faith around 16 years old, then graduated and went to Oklahoma State, which is in Stillwater, so that's what led me there. While I was there, I attended Bible Baptist Church under Pastor Wayne Hardy. And then when I graduated from Oklahoma State, I went to Heartland Baptist Bible College for a one-year Bible certificate, and that's in Oklahoma City. And then once I finished that, I moved back to Stillwater and was just there and working. So I'd been faithful to church this whole time, my whole life. I was never out of church. But we would went to a college conference. We always went to a college conference every summer. It's like church camp for adults. But it was just a weekend. And it's at Brean Baptist Church in Springfield, Missouri. And they just pack it in with preaching. And the preacher that night was speaking on the wheat and the tares and how they're very similar, and you can't tell them. He referred to, like, your congregation, and he's like, you can't really tell them apart, like, but one of them's useful and one of them's not. And so it kind of related to, like, your value through Christ. And at this, during that message, I can't even remember who preached it, but I just realized, I'm like, I'm not truly saved. Like, I need to get this settled. And so during invitation time, I went up to my brother and I was like, I got to get saved. And sorry. So that night, my brother led me to Christ for real this time. And that's when it just clicked. It's like, that's what I consider my salvation, is after years of in church, even going through a year of Bible college. You can be raised in a Christian home. You can be around it. You know, they always say you can have the head knowledge, but you don't always have the heart knowledge. And it's true. I was always actively involved. But it wasn't till then that I got my salvation settled. So then just continue to serve the Lord at Bible Baptist. And then Cedric started attending our church, and in 2019 we began dating, and then in last year, 21, we got married, and then recently moved here and found y'all. So now this is where we're at. That's all I got.
You finished? Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, hope everyone had a happy Thanksgiving. I know we all have so much to be thankful for. So I was going to ask you guys this morning if you wanted the straight version or if you wanted the uncut version, because we come from two whole different backgrounds. I mean, she was raised in a Christian home, and I wasn't raised in a Christian home. So I'm originally from Pine Bluff, Arkansas. Grew up there in Pine Bluff, Got a brother and three sisters. One brother is deceased. Without test, there's no testimony. So I believe in the book of James, the Lord says, count it all joy, matter of trials and tribulations. So I give God all honor, glory, and praise for all the trials and tribulations and the tests that he's put me through to bring me to where I am right now in life. So thank him for that. I graduated from Fort Smith Northside. I moved to Fort Smith Northside when I was about in the 10th grade and lived there, graduated there. After graduating, my father passed away of cirrhosis of the liver and cancer. So just to rewind a little bit, I did live a fast life. I lived a fast life. I was forced to grow up. I didn't have a mom and dad teaching me, directing me, guiding me, staring me in the right direction, the way that I needed to go. So I was kind of forced to grow up. But graduated from Fort Smith, went off to, my dad passed, went off to MMSU, stayed a semester there in MSSU. Didn't feel like I was ready to be in school. I was down there by myself and really didn't have anyone, and just losing my father, I decided to move back to Fort Smith. After moving back to Fort Smith, I had my daughter, Layla. I'm pretty sure a lot of you all have met her. She really changed my life around. I was headed down the wrong path, and I truly believe the Lord put her there to change the way I was moving. So after I had Layla, I didn't want her to come see me in a prison or at a grave. So I decided to go back to school. I decided to change my life around and go back to school and start making the right choices and the right decisions. So I went back to school, Arkansas Baptist, Little Rock. It's a school called Arkansas Baptist in Little Rock, Arkansas. I played ball there for a year, and once I left Arkansas Baptist, I transferred into Langston University, which was in Oklahoma. So that's pretty much right there, 20 minutes from Stillwater. So I was living in Stillwater, playing ball at Langston, going to school in Langston. I used to work out quite a bit, I met a guy named Michael Scott, which was attending Bible Baptist, where she was attending. And I had a professor at Langston that taught at a church in Oklahoma City in Bethany, Oklahoma. So I was driving 45 minutes every Sunday morning, to attend his church in Oklahoma. But I met Michael working at the gym in Stillwater, and he invited me to their church. So I started attending their church. About 5.5 years? Once I started attending, me and her, we didn't have any.
We were in the same sense.
Yeah. Right. So later on, it was like, 3 years later, maybe? Mm-hmm. We started talking and was interested in each other. Like she said, got married in 2021. Just rewind it all the way back to the beginning. I did get saved at the age of 9 years old. I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. But I had to have some repentance. And I want to say 2012. I repented of everything I was doing and going through, and just living a wrong life. So Lost my brother my brother was shot and killed in a dope spot. They call it a spot, spot that got robbed. Me and my cousin had just dropped him off. They're at the spot. He was 16 years old. He got shot face down. 15 or 16, got shot face down in a drug spot. Not knowing that night after we dropped him off, that was gonna be my last time seeing him. Fast forward 3 years later, lost my dad to cirrhosis of the liver. Lost a lot of friends and family to gun violence there in Pine Bluff. 3 weeks before we got married, my mom passed away. It was a big hit, took a lot out of me. But through it all, the Lord says, count it all joy. So I give God all honor, glory, and praise for everything it took me through. I know he's he hadn't taken me through all that for no reason. I know it's a reason behind it, and it's a process. Life is a process, and without a process, there's no product. So that's pretty much it on my end. So
want to tell them why we moved here? So we moved to Northwest Arkansas.
Oh, so yeah, I'm sorry. We moved to Northwest Arkansas to be closer to my daughter, Layla. So we moved here to be closer to her in a job position. So that's what brought us here brought us back to Northwest Arkansas. So.
We're glad you joined us for our services here at Mission Boulevard Baptist Church. We look forward to having you join us again online, but you are always welcome to personally attend any of our services at the Mission Boulevard Baptist Church here in Fayetteville, Arkansas.